الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters، الله سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله من سورة الغافر، he said، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخلين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, and your Rabb said, make dua to me. Ud'uni, ask me. Ud'uni, make dua to me. Astajib lakum, and I will respond to you. And I will accept your dua. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي. Verily, those who refuse to worship me, those who scorn my ibadah, those who refuse to make dua, سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِلِينَ, they will surely enter Jahannam in humiliation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is not only ordering us to make dua, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning those who do not make dua, who refuse to make dua. In a hadith about dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned dua and he said, Ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah. In another place, in another narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one place said, the dua is the brain of ibadah. Mukh is brain. Dua is the brain of worship. And in another place he said, dua is worship. I want to remind myself and you today and the next few days, inshallah, about the importance of dua. Because we are coming into the month of Ramadan, inshallah, in another 2-3 days, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us Ramadan with good health and good iman and the ability and the niyyah to earn the maximum reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan is the month of dua. And therefore, it is very important for us to keep that in mind when we go forward in Ramadan. And to make as much dua as we possibly can, continuously and throughout. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that dua is ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said dua is ibadah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ask me, make dua, and I will accept your dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised punishment for those who do not do his ibadah and who do not make dua. Now, ibadah is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our Rabb. And there is nothing which does that more than making dua. Because in dua, you are asking Allah directly. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu made it the easiest possible thing to do. Allah did not put any conditions on dua. For example, in salah, wudu is a condition. There is no salah unless you make wudu or you make tayammum. If you do not have wudu, the means to make wudu. So there is a condition. In salah, facing the qibla is condition. In salah, cleanliness of clothes and the place, all of these are conditions. And other conditions. But in dua, there is no condition. Dua can be made with wudu, without wudu. Dua can be made in clean clothes, dirty clothes. Dua can be made facing the qibla, facing anyway. Salah, for those who are able to stand, then in the fard salah, the qiyam at the time of beginning of the salah, qiyam at the time of takbir tahrima, to stand when you say Allahu Akbar, this is from the conditions and arkan and pillars of salah. Subsequently, you can sit down. But for Allahu Akbar, for the takbir tahrima, you are supposed to stand. That is part of the arkan, the pillars of salah. But in dua, there is no such thing. You can make dua any way you like. In salah, tilawat of the Quran is a condition of salah. Suratul Fatiha is one of the arkan, it is one of the pillars, and then some recitation from any part of the Quran in Arabic specifically. You can't read the translation in English or Urdu or Bengali or whatever in salah. Even if you do not understand Arabic, in salah you cannot use anything other than Arabic. But in dua there is no condition. You can make dua in any language in the world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made dua so easy, because dua is the essence of ibadah. It is the absolutely the you know, the brain of ibadah, the essence of ibadah, the extract of ibadah. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it so easy for everyone to make dua. Tomorrow and so on we'll see the conditions for acceptance of dua and all that. But today I want to just close with talking about the first dua that was ever made. And the first dua that was ever made was made by Adam alayhi salam. And that dua was what? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. So the first dua that was made was the dua of tawbah. It was a dua of returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was a dua of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was a dua made after disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, returning to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And tomorrow when we talk about it, we'll see why this obedience and tawbah is so important. But it begins with that. Dua is the key for us to go back to Jannah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable this to happen. And that's the reason why Rasulullah SAW mentioned dua, and he said that the dua is the weapon of the mu'min. He said this is the greatest resource of the believer. Dua is not something that you see as, you know, some useless thing when everything else is finished. I have only this to do. No. Dua is the greatest resource of the mu'min. Dua is the biggest weapon of the mu'min. Dua is something that the mu'min turns to when everything else has failed. Meaning that he tried everything and that nothing worked. So now he is finally at the most powerful, the last resort that he has. And that last resort is the dua. And that's the reason why tomorrow when we look at the conditions of acceptance of dua, we will see that those conditions all boil down to obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Because obviously it makes sense that you can't be asking dua from someone you don't accept, you don't worship. Except in one condition. And that condition is the dua of the oppressed against the oppressor. That dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from anybody. Whether the person is a Muslim or a non-Muslim. Whether the person is asking Allah or asking somebody else. There is nobody else who can give. But the person who does not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asks gods of his own creation. But the dua, the one who listens is the only one who can listen. The god of the man created is a stone or is a concept or is something that thing cannot hear anyway. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to those duas and he accepts those duas, even though they may not be asking from him directly. But that's the only dua that this applies, which is the dua of the oppressed against his oppressor or her oppressor. And that's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, be afraid, fear that dua, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to that, and there is no barrier between the slave and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he makes this dua. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to make dua. We ask him to enable us to make dua in the way that he likes us to make dua. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our duas and to enable us to give us the words that he wants to accept. As one of the Salaf said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the words of a dua, then know that he wants to accept this dua. That's the reason why he taught you those words. And sometimes when you make dua, you realize that you are saying words that you didn't think about, and those words came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to give us those words and to accept those duas of us, of ours, and to forgive us our sins. And we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we turn to him and we ask him to accept us in his grace and his mercy and his forgiveness, وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.